How does that sound?
Whatever you want to do.
You ready?
Yep.
Song we used to sing in Nigeria all the time, okay?
Oh,
come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come, let us adore thee. Oh, come, let us adore thee. Oh, come, let us adore thee, Christ the King.
Yeah. Uprise for the holidays.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
I said,
you know about that?
I said, I actually knew where you were going. I said, OC, what uprise do we have today? And OC said, I am going to sing a song.
An uprise song. Man, I used to, back in the day, when I was in Nigeria, we used to go to church like twice a week. Every single week. Like, church.
Sunday and what? What was the other day then?
Thursday.
We would
go Thursday and we would go Sunday. And, like, I was a devout, devout Christian. Mm. And then I got to America and then I started to think a little bit.
Stop. Stop the press. Stop the train.
It's like,
Now, I'm getting off this. This is my stop.
Oh, come, let us adore thee.
So it was Thursday night and Sunday.
I think I did
a Thursday night type of youth group,
and then
a Sunday.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Not as probably consistent as you
devout
did, but yeah, it was around the same. So.
Yeah, we were serious about church, man.
I know.
That's
fly though. My daughter has been coming home singing a lot of songs, and giving me a lot of biblical understanding recently. So yeah.
So you get it. Nigeria's like half Christian, half Muslim.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yep. Like half Christian, half Muslim, and I had quite a few Muslim friends when I was in Nigeria.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I had quite a few. And I think that's kind of what started to, you know, get me thinking. I was like, man, these guys are all going.
Anyway.
So what's going on with you, J-Bro?
I like that song, though. That was fly.
It was nice.
That's fly for the holidays.
One of my favorites.
Especially with Christmas carols coming around and people singing and all that kind of stuff. I think that was respectable.
One of my favorites.
Yeah. So we're here.
Yeah.
Podcast. We're not in a car.
No. Nope.
We are actually in a central location where we usually have it. Mm-hmm. The car was kind of fresh, though.
I enjoyed it.
It was dope. Right?
I enjoyed the whole conversation. I enjoyed everything about that car.
I do look forward to it each and every week. Shout out to all of our listeners once again. Man, we really appreciate y'all. We really do. I mean, it's
some more than others.
Some more than others. I don't know. You're right. How exciting was football to you this week?
Crazy. You know what I realized, Jason? I just can't anymore, man. I'm through. I'm just done. I don't know what's up, what's down, what's left, what's right. I don't know anything anymore. And you go out there, you try to make a prediction.
You try.
And it just none of this makes any sense.
No. But you know what makes sense is what we said in the car. We talked about how defenses are now starting to take over.
Yeah.
And even if they're not taking over, whatever you have done successfully as a team, you have to be able to adjust because the film is out there. People are taking away what you do well and forcing you to become multi-dimensional, and that's the teams that are successful late in the season in the playoffs.
Yeah, you're completely correct, man. There was a whole bunch of hoopla in the beginning about the offensive explosion and, you know, all these new dynamic, offensive play callers doing this. But at the end of the day, there's nothing new under the sun.
Nothing.
And no matter how genius or ingenious your schemes may get, at the end of the day, still 100 yards.
Mm-hmm.
still, what still? Is it, six? And you're going to have to play within the rules of football. Man. And the defensive coordinators have figured it out now, and there is just – you're going to have to grind everything out anymore. You're not outsmarting anybody anymore.
No. No, you really aren't. And I think you said this. Did you say this a couple weeks ago or whenever when you said about the Mike Tyson quote?
Yes.
about everybody's got a plan until they get punched in
everybody,
the mouth.
Everybody.
I mean, it makes so much sense. You know, we threw our predictions up. In the one game, the Patriots, we both thought the pass was going to pull it off.
Yeah.
I mean, we knew it was going to be tough, mm-hmm. and it was close. But obviously, I'm going to say we were still pretty much on it. If they wouldn't have had all those penalties, they would have had a chance.
Okay.
But you know what was interesting is usually the Patriots' bottom half of the roster is sometimes better than other teams. Sometimes.
Maybe Belichick makes them look like that.
I totally agree. Yeah. Putting them in the right position.
Yeah.
But you saw some of the plays that the Steelers made. I mean, look, the Patriots doubled Antonio Brown and doubled Juju Smith. They're like, not going to happen. You know, you're going to have to take shots. As did Pittsburgh took away Gronkowski.
Yes.
I mean, it was just double them all game. Yeah. But you see number 89, I forget his name for the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
Three big catches. Bottom half of the roster tied in up against Patrick Chung in one-on-one coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's one of those things. Deep down, as the year progresses, it's those matchups where your whole roster has to be strong. Not saying anything against Patrick Chung, great player. I'm just saying. That's a matchup they had to win, and it came good. It came due for him a couple of times.
How long – Bill Belichick has been there, what? And Brady been there, what, 15, 16, yeah, 17
feels
years?
Like 30.
I've seen them lose two games back-to-back that they never would have lost before.
Okay. You think so?
Never. I want you to go back into your mental Rolodex, right?
Yeah.
Think about the Patriots, the New England Patriots. For as long as those guys have been there, can you remember a time when they lost games in this fashion?
Not back-to-back.
Penalties. Mental errors,
true.
Mistakes.
Very true. Not
when has that ever happened?
That has not happened. You're absolutely right. The penalties, man. I had to write this down. It was so shocking. 14 for 146. 14 penalties, 146 yards. That's just not what they do. Another team we'd say, oh, man, they had a bad game. They were undisciplined this game. That's not what the Pats do. You're absolutely right. I mean, they just don't hurt themselves that much.
They will never beat themselves.
Never.
You're going to have to defeat the New England Patriots. But they beat themselves these past 2 weeks.
Yes, yes. That's very
What's
true.
Going on there?
I don't know, but I have a funny story.
Give it to me. I love funny stories.
This is kind of just what you were saying. So remember when they lost the Colts, and the Colts went on Indianapolis the year they won the Super Bowl, right?
Was that 06? I think that was 06.
Yes. Yeah, yes. So my college teammate and friend, a guy named Brian Fletcher. He was a tight end there.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, it was third and I think 15 or 16, and he was getting man-to-man coverage from one of the outside backers. He was like the last guy. Like they didn't expect him to make a play, and he made a big catch to keep him going and to score, right? So he says every time Belichick talks about that game or something to somebody, Belichick goes, Brian Fletcher? Brian Fletcher on 3rd and 15? Like, no respect for Fletcher.
No
like,
respect.
That guy beat us. Like,
because
it was the guy they said he can't beat us.
Uh-huh.
And if we do lose, it's because this guy who's not supposed to do it beats us.
And
his claim to fame is Belichick knows my name. Brian Fletcher?
Yeah.
Anyways, to your point, that's the scenario that would beat them, not themselves.
Yeah.
You know, a one-on-one situation where your guy got the better of their guy, but not right now. I mean, can they fix it?
If you're going to bet on anybody to fix it, you would bet on them. But, you know, they got Brady's still a very good quarterback, very effective. But he's old, man. He's old, and it's just – you know, I don't know, man. It might be their time. It might just be – nobody can stay on top.
Nobody.
Nobody can be this prolific.
Of course.
I mean, it's impossible. Maybe it might just be their time, man.
Maybe they just needed to get out the system. If I was to give them another excuse, it would be they had Pittsburgh had Jalen Samuels, right, running the ball for him because Connor was hurt, and he went 19. He got 19 carries for 142 yards.
Mm.
My excuse, or just for the listeners, do you think sometimes when a back that you don't have a lot of film, a running back, or comes in and you don't know his style, sometimes he can catch you off guard?
I don't think so.
You don't agree with
that? I don't think so because I tend to not overvalue the running back position.
Okay.
You understand what I mean? Like I tend to place a lot of emphasis on offensive line blocking and things of that nature. And those guys don't really change much. And if they open up those holes, I mean, I don't think this Samuels guy is just a dynamic football player. From what I've seen, he, you know, he's a good player, but he's not like.
But there was no film on him. Okay, I got a question.
I'm not gonna gash you for 7 yards a carry. Like that's craziness.
I want to know how you think about this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because you were such a teams had to react to you more than you had to react to them. That's rich, going after the ball. But okay, you were a very cerebral player, studied a ton of film.
Mm-hmm.
Did it affect you or did it not affect you if you didn't have film study on a guy? Say, were you better if you knew your opponent or could you just line up and go and it just didn't matter? Or you could adjust on the fly? It's kind of a three-part question.
That is. I was the kind of guy that I liked to know my opponents.
Yeah.
I did. Like, I was an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I was the greatest athlete out there. You know, there's some people who can just roll up out of bed and just, you know, go. I wasn't one of those guys. Yeah. Like, I was very athletic, but I needed an advantage, so I had to study. And, you know, you just got to – I needed to know my opponent. I couldn't just go out there and just ball. I couldn't do that.
And this is why I was the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And to a fault, I think, a little bit. And I think this is why, at this point – guys on the field are smart. The guys that are playing for you are very, very intelligent players. Mm-hmm. When you start to mess up with that cohesiveness of understanding your opponent, meaning a guy gets hurt, another guy comes in, things happen. This is why quarterbacks come in and kind of light a little fire sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just trying to get our listeners to understand why we say once you're out there, the film's out there, what you do is out there, you have to be really good because people now know you.
Yeah.
But when you just come out in a splash, people are trying to catch up.
They're trying to adjust.
It's tough, especially when the guys that are out there playing now are all really high-level guys as far as chopping up film. You have to be, right?
Yeah.
So I just think that is something to always be aware of as a fan. Like, hey, okay, this guy came out of nowhere. There's a reason to that.
You gotta be that. You gotta be talented, and you know what I realized?
Talk to me.
Talent. Having no talent in today's society is the same thing as being talented nowadays. Like,
I think you might be onto something.
Having no talent is a talent in itself nowadays, man. And Jason, this is completely off the mark. Not off the mark, but I'm looking around in today's society, Jason, I just don't understand.
I'm right in the same car with you.
Understand? You see these people. And I'm looking. And I'm like, how is this possible? How are these?
I know.
These are the people who are held up in society as.
I know. Look at me.
And I'm like, okay, maybe Jason, because, you know, there's a lot of things going on in this world right now, right?
Agreed.
And sometimes when I look at who we revere and who we, I say maybe we deserve.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe we deserve this.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe we deserve what we're getting. You can't have no disrespect to the Kardashians.
That's always the way to start the conversation.
No disrespect. You can't have them as the most
influential, whatever.
What?
Okay.
You listen to music, you get Cardi B as the most, this is the best hip hop artist. Like, what are you talking about? What is this?
So the only rebuttal, because I agree,
would be
that consumers are in control of what they consume, right? Of some, and some, you have to say.
Jason, 100%. Right. And that's why I'm saying we deserve what we're getting. Because this isn't, communist China. This
isn't Nazi
Germany. These people, we are in full control of
this decision.
This decision.
And
nobody's forcing this down.
Very true.
We are choosing this. We are consciously choosing.
Very true.
This.
I know.
What?
Things will change.
What? Jason, how? Please, somebody. I need somebody to explain to me because I can't. There's no possible way we're this stupid. It's an impossibility. Jason, they put a man on the moon. We're talking on the phone, like we're on the internet. There's no way humanity is this stupid. It's impossible.
You know.
Impossible. How?
Technology has evolved. Humans are still basically the same physical creature that we were when we were running for our lives away from animals. Why, right?
Jason, if we don't start to put more responsible things and more responsible people out there as our, you know, we're in trouble, man.
Can I say one thing that we were almost responsible for our picks this week?
Yeah.
I'm depressed. The only one we went against each other with is Indy Dallas.
Yeah.
And
They just got smashed.
Yeah.
The Cowboys.
I'll tell you what, man. It was the battle on third down. Indy won the battle. We'll talk about more of that on our show.
Yeah.
That was,
Yeah.
That was good. Yeah. Let's get into some questions. What do you think?
Okay, let's
because
do it,
I'm so confused off of what we talked about earlier. I'm still in the why.
It's confusion.
Yeah, it's good. So I went on I don't know if you saw it. I went on Twitter real quick. Said,
okay.
Hit us up with some questions, and you know our peeps they responded.
Okay, as they do,
man. Good looking. We got a lot of questions. All right, let's start this off, OC. Mr. Simple asks, what are your memories of playing at Christmas, and did you ever play in the snow? Of course.
Don't really remember too much about playing on Christmas.
Okay.
I remember we did play in the snow, heavy snow, once against the Buffalo Bills.
Yep.
We clinched the playoff berth. Yeah, we won the Super Bowl.
Right.
We clinched the playoff berth against the Buffalo Bills, and it was snowing then. It was fun, though. I remember that. It was a good time.
Did you play in college in Christmas with the bowl games? Did you guys
bowl games?
You didn't make
at
it.
Troy. At Troy. What bowl game are you talking about?
The first thing I thought was in college at UCLA, playing on a Christmas or New Year's Day bowl game, something like that.
All right.
I just remember, like, going, if you were – you were in your city going to, you know, a teammate's house or whatever, somebody that cooked really good, and getting a good Christmas after practice or whatever.
Nah, we were always home in college by
you
Christmas.
You always home?
Always. Always home by Christmas.
Yeah, well, you played in the snow. I played in the snow. And snow was always fun because I felt like they couldn't throw the ball too well down the field. And I was always down with that.
You were a thumper. He's coming downhill to thump Jay Bell.
Oh, man. Oh.
Thumper.
All right. Let's – do I need to mention this? Oh, okay. Oh, Joe. You got to love guy. Average Joe's. I'm all with that.
Mm-hmm.
With the season coming to an end, Wouldn't it be better for teams like the 49ers to be losing games to get a higher draft pick? People always want to discuss the tanking element, if it even exists.
It can exist in the NFL. It's impossible for it to exist in the NFL. It's just flat out impossible.
Mm-hmm.
The players on the team, their contracts, for the most part, are not guaranteed.
Yep.
So they're going to play hard no matter what because they're playing for their jobs. And there's no way you can tank when these guys are out there performing. I mean,
look what they just did against the Seahawks.
San Fran just won.
I mean, come on.
There's nothing you can
do. You got Richard Sherman out there. You think he's tanking?
Yeah.
I heard this game, too, is like the new rivalry. They hate each other.
They don't like each other.
They don't like each other. And to so you're right. I'm playing for my job. Like, literally, at the end of the year, I am whatever I put on film is how I'm employed the next year.
Yeah.
Tanking,
no.
Doesn't exist with players.
No chance.
No chance with players.
Maybe in other leagues where their contracts are guaranteed.
Yeah, yeah.
Not in NFL.
No chance with guys going out there trying to make it happen.
Hey, you going
to
go out there and tank? Tank.
Tank.
I got a family to feed. You talking about tanking. Get out of here with that.
The only thing I'm putting in the tank is gas. Putting this gas in my tank. James. What up, James? Why is it all going wrong for the Rams at the moment? Okay. And this is Robo?
Yeah.
Okay. And Robo wants to know what we think of the Eagles' chances after that win in L.A. Yo, these are very good, relevant questions. I'm down with this.
Why is it all going wrong for the Rams?
Yeah.
Okay.
We kind of tapped into
this. We did tap into that.
Yep.
They got a young coach. They got a young quarterback.
Okay.
Teams have figured out what they're doing, and they're going to have to adjust to the adjustments.
Yes.
Plain and simple.
Yes.
Now, they've effectively removed Sean McVay from the game.
There you go. You've always said this.
They've removed him, and they put the onus on Jared Goff, and he just hasn't been able to perform.
Yeah. They're doing those, just like you said, OC. We showed this on our show, they're putting two safeties back, and they're running a lot of cover four against them, which is each guy has a quarter of the field.
Yeah.
And that does a lot of eliminating, definitely routes down the field, vertically. But more importantly, Cooper Kupp's been out.
Yeah.
Those crossing routes he was running, you're not seeing that anymore.
Yeah.
So I think you're right. They're putting a look that's kind of confusing the quarterback before the snap. And it's to your credit. You've always said this. You're taking Sean McVay out of the equation because he can't get in Jared Goff's ear and tell him
this
is the coverage, especially when they run three deep. Whereas three guys deep, it's easier to read, you know. So what do you think about these Eagles' chances?
Well, listen, the Eagles, they're a conundrum to me, man. they just are. Like, you just don't know what's going to happen. I like what they did with Carson Wentz, though. I like what they did with Carson Wentz. And here, follow me here.
Carson Wentz is hurt, though.
All right.
Oh, talk to me.
All right.
Talk to me.
All right.
Really?
All right. I like what they did with him. I think they're treating him with respect. And I think they're doing the right thing by him.
Okay.
They are.
I like this.
This is the truth. Now, whether or not you want to...
I like this.
Whether or not you want to admit it, whether or not you want to embrace it, this is the truth.
So you're saying he's banged up. Let's put this other guy on. Woo! You just jumped off the deep end. And guess what, my brother?
Jason.
I'm going with you. I am going with you.
It is the truth.
Wow, you might
They're telling you, they're giving you little tidbits of information. They're like, oh, he's been dealing with this for a while. You understand what I mean? He's been dealing with this issue for a while now. Oh, he's been dealing with it for a while, but now you choose the... He hasn't played well.
Alshon Jeffries is a much happier human being.
With Foles at QB.
He really is.
I'm not going to say anything. All
Your
I'm going to tell you is
number one receiver doesn't get happy when his guy slanging the rock isn't in.
All I'm going to tell you is this, Jason.
I wasn't thinking that.
They are treating him with respect.
Oh, see, I wasn't thinking that.
But does it make sense?
You just You just lit. Hey, man. Does the it light make bulb. Sense? I think the light bulb just went off for me.
Cool.
So the question.
They can't pull him. They can't just bench him.
They can't pull him. The answer is we're going to see.
Yeah.
If the Eagles are balling and they're staying hot like this, yo, bro. That's
second
a good
level,
one.
Man. You always that, tell that, me second
yeah,
level.
No, that's a good one. I like that. Good question, James, because you just, OC just told me something that has just changed my outlook on things. David Boyd, are the shoes you wore on the NFL show on the BBC TV this week the ones you wore to Waitrose?
let me tell you something.
David, what are you doing?
Let me tell you something, David. Those shoes that I wore on the BBC show.
Oh, look, I didn't make this up.
Those shoes that I wore on the BBC show are a brand known as Louis.
Louis V?
Louis V.
Hello, Louis.
If I would have worn those shoes to Waitrose, I'm pretty sure that I wouldn't have been followed around Waitrose.
They would have said, oh, he got it.
Oh, he got it. He got that money. He got it.
Louis V?
The fact that you asked me that question, David.
I like it, David. You're taking shots at us. We like it. We like it. One thing we'll always say, man, about being in the locker room, if you can't take it, you can't put it out there.
You sure can't.
You can't. So,
sure can't.
You know, you can't.
Sure cannot.
Nah. OC, so the reviews keep coming in.
Oh, here
and
we
on
go.
Some platforms, we are still 5 stars.
Are we? That is incredible. I don't believe it, though. I need to see these for myself. I need to see these reviews for myself, man, because I don't know, man. There's this guy by the name of J. Kell. He's not striking resemblance to J. Bell, who keeps on with the 1-star reviews.
Oh, am I giving up?
So I don't how we still at 5 stars when J. Kell keeps on giving us 1-star reviews.
Man.
I don't know. I don't get it.
We shouldn't say the name.
Who's
they might,
J. Kell?
I don't even know.
J/KELL.
What's that name?
DeVrosty.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty fresh.
DeVrosty.
Sounds rich.
DeVrosty.
Sounds like you own a car dealership or something.
In Philly? The Philadelphia car dealership. DeVrosty.
DeVrosty. DeRosty. All right. I like that. He said that hilarious. You can tell Jason gets twitchy bum every time OC starts talking about a delicate subject.
Ooh, I wish you could have seen his face at the beginning of this podcast.
Yo.
He was like, I want no part of this conversation. Stop. Abort. Abort now. Abort now.
I try to run, and it's like he has me on one of them leashes. Like, you know them people that used to do them kids like that with the leash?
With the leash. Like, where you go? Where you
it's
going,
like
Jay,
I'm trying to run, and it ain't happening. I'm trying, man, but it's a – man, OC's too quick, man. He's too quick.
I can't help it, man. I can't help it.
I love it. So, Ryan – oh, this is a timely quote. This is a timely quote. Ryan says, Jason's laugh is the funniest ever. Always has me in stitches, and I'm on the edge of my seat when OC starts a story. You and me both, Ryan. You and me both. But none have shocked me as much as when he borrowed $100.
Oh, I know.
I can't believe he did that.
I know.
Shout out Uprise.
Uprise.
That $100 story, man. But this is the kind of stuff I have to deal with. The man is talking about it, and he's taking you down this path, and it's dangerous, yet hilarious, never gets
goodness.
Old. The more stories, the better. Man, thank y'all so much for the reviews, the questions. Keep them coming in because they're definitely sparks our intellect, and we can dive deep and make it happen. I just learned something from one of your questions, so appreciate it.
Let's finish with the Uprise Song of the Week. You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, come all ye faithful.
I can't even hum this time. Oh, man. Hey, man, shout out to everyone. Happy holidays, all that good stuff. Man, stay busy. Keep shopping. Just bought my daughter a jacket.
You see, you're encouraging consumerism. That's part of the problem right there, J-Bell.
I'm out.